Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Of course, talking about Bills and Ravens. Buffalo is a slight home underdog. It's the first time the Bills are an underdog in the postseason since Lynn Dawson went in there in 1968 and blew out the Buffalo Bills when the Bills were 3.5-point dogs. So it's been a long time since Buffalo has been an underdog at home in the postseason. It looks like that's what it's going to be unless more line movement happens. We were looking at the Bills' playoff runs the last couple years, and we know they've run into Patrick Mahomes. Okay, yeah, he's going to be very difficult to get past. And
sure,
that's the story.
That would make sense.
How big of a game is this for Sean McDermott? Like, because Josh Allen has played massive in every game. He's been great. And we all know the 13-second game. I don't have to tell people how awesome that was, and both quarterbacks played great. The Chiefs ultimately win. Sean McDermott made a mistake late in the game. The Bills, did you guys realize, had beaten these quarterbacks the last four seasons in the postseason? Mac Jones, Skylar Thompson.
Mac Jones is in the playoffs?
Mason Rudolph and Bo Nix, who they just beat. The point being, Bo Nix is the best quarterback they have beat in the playoffs in the last 4 years. They're playing Lamar on Sunday. Of course, that goes to the top of the list if they beat the Ravens. But that's crazy. I think it's a huge game for Sean McDermott. Not that he's getting fired if they lose to Baltimore. That's not my point at all. But Sean McDermott and the Bills have not beat a quality quarterback in the postseason in 4+ years. When Bo Nix is the best quarterback out of that group. I mean, Mac Jones was not a real starter. Skylar Thompson's just not a starter. Mason Rudolph, sorry, Drew, not a starter.
Maybe for Tennessee
We were joking yesterday, for those that don't know. That's why I said that. And then Bo Nix, we all agree he's going to be a starter for a while, I think, at Denver. So that's crazy. They have not beat a quality quarterback. If they lose to Lamar, who's great, it's like, man, Sean McDermott, your wins in the playoffs have been against kind of scrubs for the most part.
I mean, I get that it's hard to get past Patrick Mahomes, but you didn't, like, beat Lamar once or Burrow once or, I don't care, C.J. Stroud. Like, if I'm not even sure we bring this up if one of those four quarterbacks was, like, someone that we took even, like, moderately seriously. Bo Nix is probably the closest. And he's a rookie, and I don't know how many times I got to point out that I would not just like pencil in Bo Nix as being like a top 10, 15 starter in the NFL because he had one good rookie season all the time in the league. Hell, Mac Jones was obviously in a playoff game at some point when he was a rookie or in his second year. I don't know which one of those years it was.
I think it might have been his first year, something like that.
That's pretty bad, man. And if you start going through the losses, that's where you start to realize the mistake. In those same 4 years, the quarterbacks he lost to are Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. And then you're like, okay, well, then what if you go 5 years back? It's better because then he's got to win against Lamar in 2020. But then a win against, I don't know, in 2020 in the Colts. Was that Matt Ryan? Who was starting for him that year?
It might have been Phillip Rivers.
Okay. Phillip Rivers.
It was one of those two.
It was either. It was one of those older quarterbacks.
So again, so he beat Lamar that in 2020, but lost to Mahomes again. So in his entire playoff career since 2020, because the previous ones, they didn't have any wins, right? 2017, he wasn't even the starter. 2019, he made the playoffs for the first time, and he lost to the Houston Texans, which probably would have been Deshaun Watson during that time. So in his entire playoff career, he has one win against a legitimate quarterback. It is Lamar Jackson in 2020. Other than that, he has lost to the good quarterbacks. That is not a good streak once you start looking at it for Sean McDermott. And yeah, I put it more on McDermott than Josh Allen because you'd be like, well, how? Josh Allen statistically is one of the single best playoff performers ever. His numbers do not appear to be the issue for why they are losing these games. You're like, what happens late game? I don't know. In that 13-second game, he took his team all the way down the field for the game-winning touchdown. His coach screwed it up in the final 13 seconds, thus costing them the game. He's beaten one legitimate quarterback and none in the last 4 years. This stat makes me feel like the Ravens are winning. I don't want to put it just on that, but
it's not because of this stat, but I do like the Ravens in the game. I just thought it was interesting. That's not why I'm picking the Ravens to win. As we've discussed with Nate Taylor and Ross Tucker, I don't think it's a great matchup for the Bills. I don't think they're willing to commit to the run and stopping Derrick Henry maybe the way that they should. Someone asked, hey, what about Lamar Jackson, though? Who have the Ravens beat quarterback-wise recently? That's a fair question. I was trying to look it up real quick because someone texted in. If we remember, go all the way back to Lamar's first playoff game was in 2018. That would have been against the Herbert wasn't in the league yet, right?
2019 is probably where we need to start.
So we got to go past that one. But remember, they led, Lamar had two touchdowns or whatever, but he struggled. He completed just half of his passes. They lost.
Their wins aren't good either.
He's 3-4 in the postseason. They took on the Titans in 2019. Remember, that's the year where they got upset at home by the sixth seed. Lamar had 59 pass attempts and 20 rushing attempts, and they lost. 28-12.
Yeah. And then Tennessee, they beat the following year and then lost to Josh Allen on the Buffalo Bills, lost to Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals, lost to Patrick Mahomes the year after that, beat Houston in that same year, beat Pittsburgh this year. So, no, they haven't. Lamar Jackson has beaten one other. But I will say,
Ryan Tannehill and a few other quarterbacks.
There's one very clear difference between what we're taking place here. One is that Joe Burrow has won a disproportionately high number compared to them. He has beaten Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen in the playoffs more than they've beaten him pretty clearly at this point. So he's been better if he can ever get there to the playoffs. He's been able to do it. But the other part about it is, we don't view the Bills and the Ravens as equal playoff performers. We crushed Lamar Jackson for being historically a bad
playoff performer.
So we put this more on Lamar Jackson. I think this is to your point, what you're saying is why it feels so big for McDermott. How can you be getting this performance from your quarterback and then still losing it? We can talk about the game itself and how we think it's going to go here in a little bit, because obviously it's the biggest game of the weekend for Chiefs fans. It isn't the Chiefs game. But yeah, I think it's massive for McDermott, because if he keeps losing playoff games like this to the superior quarterback, or this with the superior quarterback in a lot of people's eyes, not always the case. I think Lamar and Josh Allen are about the same as far as quality, but it's at some point they're going to criticize you for that and you're going to lose your job.